guys are way over here. Everybody got their space. Drew, get ready to lay down back there. All right, get your Bibles out. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. We've been using it as our main verse. We've got it up here on the backdrop. It says, whoever is a believer in Christ is a what? New creation. The old way of living has disappeared. A new way of living has come. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 2. Go there with me tonight, and let's look this up and read it. A new way of living. The old has passed away. Behold, all has become new. In Hebrews chapter 10, in verse 19, it says, therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh. We have boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Now, what is the holiest? What made it the holiest? Presence of God. We sang that song, in his presence. So the holiest, what was there? Was the outer court, the inner court, and the holy place and the most holy place, where the presence of God was. It says here, we have boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. So we have the boldness to enter into his presence. In fact, I'm telling you tonight that his presence doesn't stay in this building. His presence lives on the inside of each and every one of us. So his presence never leaves us. But he says we have this boldness by, look at verse 20, by a new and living way. The old way has passed away. There's a new and living way. And it says that we have this new and living way is through the veil of his flesh. Amen, through the cross. And so I want us to look at something tonight in Romans chapter 6. And I went up there and bumped me up just a little bit, and I might be just a little hot. Does it sound hot? No. Just a tad, she said. Could you just turn me down just a tad? Romans 6, verse 4. The word new means what? Remember what we said? Never seen before. Doesn't mean to be renovated. It doesn't mean to take something and give it a paint job or give it new wallpaper. It means something that's never been seen before. So when it says that we're new creations, it's not that he's renovated us. It's not that he's put a little bit of paint on us. It's something completely new. And this new creation was created where? The Bible says in Christ. We are a finished work, all right? It's not something that we're trying to become. It's something that God has done in what he did in Jesus. And I want us to look at this here tonight in Romans chapter 6 and verse. Let's start in verse 1. It says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Paul says, certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through the baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Now, I want to talk about that last part there tonight. And actually look at verse 4. That we should walk what? In newness of what? Life. Okay, so there's an old way that's passed away. There's a new way that's come. How are we supposed to walk? In newness of life. Now, we said, I think we might have said this last Wednesday, that I think we spend so much time, a lot of times in the church, living to not do something instead of living to do something. I don't know if that, let me explain that. Remember last Wednesday we read about Adam? Was it last Wednesday? Two Wednesdays? Oh, we had snow last Wednesday. Oh, that's right. So two Wednesdays ago. Does anybody remember what we talked about a little bit that night? We talked about Adam. Does anybody remember what it said? That God created all the trees in the garden. Every tree in the garden. And what did God then say? God said he could freely eat of every tree. He was free to eat of every tree. Now there's two trees that get the distinction of being identified. What were those two trees? One was the tree of what? The knowledge of good and evil, right? And what was the other tree? The tree of life. Now what did God say? God said that he created the trees and put them in the garden, and that he could freely, Adam and Eve were free to eat from every tree. Come on, right? Including the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and also the tree of what? Life. And all the other trees. But then God said, concerning the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, don't eat of that tree, because as soon as you eat of that tree, you will surely what? Die. Now, did he say that you were not free to eat of it? No. He said you're free to eat of any tree. Okay? So Adam ate from the tree that he should not have ate from. Okay? And then at the end of that, when God comes down the cool of the day and they said they were ashamed and they were naked and all that stuff, and then God escorts them out of the garden, God says among himself, he says, lest they eat from the tree of life and live in this state. We've got to take them, we've got to protect them from that. So Adam had the ability to eat from the tree of life, just like he had the ability, the freedom to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But we spent most of our life, even in our Christian walk, trying to not do something. See, we've been created a new creation in Christ. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. And instead of us living the new, we're always focused on not living the old. Does that make sense? I can't do this. We're always over here. Okay? Adam had the opportunity, before he ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, to eat of the tree of life. And you say, well, what? Let me say this to you. The tree of life is at the beginning, and the tree of life is at the end. If you go over to Revelations, when Jesus is giving the revelation to John, he said, to those who overcome, I will give them the opportunity to eat of the tree of life. I will give them the right to eat of the tree of life. It's at the beginning, it's at the end. And what we're going to focus on is not the word tree. What are we talking about? There's a new and living way. We're going to talk about life tonight. Jesus said, I've come that you may have what? Life, and that you may have it what? More abundantly. Life is over here. Death is over here. We spend all of our time trying not to do something over here. Don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And we spend all of our time, well, you can't cuss, you can't do this, you can't drink, you can't do this. We tell everybody you can't do that. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to not do something to achieve something that he's already given us. We feel like if we don't do this over here, then we will have the opportunity, the right to live over here. I'm telling you that we have the right and the opportunity to live over here because what he's done on this right here, not what we've done. It's a new and living way that he paved the way through his flesh. Now, let's look at this here in Romans chapter 6, verse 4. And break it down, okay? The first word I want you to look at is the word that. And I want you to look at the word that in verse 3 first, okay? Just so you know that the word that in verse 4, it sticks out. In verse 3 it says, or do you not know that? Okay? In verse 3, or do you not know that? That word that is H-O-T-I in the Greek. And it basically means that. Okay? It's a conjunction. Conjunction, junction, what's your function? Okay? Working on railroad, what? I don't even know how it goes. All right, okay, never mind. I used to be able to sing it. I had to look it up. But the word that there, it appears like maybe, I think, 2,800 times in the New Testament. It's a word that it has no special meaning. But what we miss is in verse 4 when it says, therefore we were buried with him through baptism and to death, That, just, that's a different Greek word. We see it as the same word, but it's not. It's the word that is spelled H-I-N-A. And I want to give you the definition of it because I want you to see something in verse 4. That word means in order that, looking to the aim, or for the purpose. Okay? For the purpose. So when he says, therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that, he's getting ready to say, the reason we were buried with him, the reason we identify with his death, if we've been baptized, we were buried with him. There's a purpose behind the reason that, there's a purpose behind it. He's going to tell us what that purpose is. The aim is, okay, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Again, Jesus said in John 10:10, I have come that they may have what? Life. And that word life there is the word Zoe in the Greek. And when and Brother Hagin used to, had a book called Zoe, the God kind of life. And that's how he defined it, the God kind of life. A lot of scholars or a lot of the things that you look it up in, it will say the life that comes from God. It's God's life that comes from God. It's not just, okay? It's not just when it says that you might have life and experience in its abundance. It doesn't just mean that you're living with abundance money in your account. It doesn't mean that you just have everything that you need. There's more to it than that. There's health. There's healing. There's peace. There's joy. There's sound mind. Okay? But he says, I've come that you may have what? Life and have it, life, more abundantly. Now look at this here again in verse 4. The purpose behind us being baptized into his death is that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. So we were baptized unto his death, crucified with him. The Bible says that the body of sin might be done away with. We were buried with him, the Bible says. We were raised with him. Come on. Where does the Bible say we're seated at? We're seated with him in where? In heavenly places. Okay? All that stuff, the Bible says, all that happened in him. Okay? So we were baptized unto his death with a purpose, an aim behind that, is so that we would walk, so that we could live in, the word walk means to walk all around, so that we could live in over here, so that we could walk over here. No longer attached to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but attached to the tree of life. That we could live over in this part. And no longer in that part over there. I'm telling you, it takes a changing of our thinking. Because we get saved, we get born again, and we spend most of our time trying to not do something. To not sin. When we have the opportunity, not just to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and sin, we've got the opportunity to eat of the tree of life. Amen. We've got the opportunity to bear the fruit of the Spirit. We've got an opportunity to live over here in this new and living way because of what he's done on the cross. Okay? Now, go with me to Romans chapter 5. Or just up a few verses if it's like my Bible. Romans 5 and verse 17. It says, for if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness, grace and righteousness, those who receive it, okay, not achieve it, but receive it, will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, what I want you to see, there's a very small word that I want us to look at tonight. And it's the word in. Okay? It says, those who receive, not achieve, but receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness, They will reign in life. In life. You say, is that little word important? Yeah, it's vitally important. Because it's the same thing that it says in Romans chapter 6, verse 4. It says that we should walk in newness of life. Newness is talking about life. So what it says is that we should walk in life. Those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, they will reign in life. Okay? Now, what does the word in mean? There was a question mark at the end of that. What does the word in mean? A lot of times this is how we read it, that we will reign through life. But that's not what it said in Romans chapter 5, verse 17. It says you will reign in life through one Jesus Christ. So it's not through, and it's not by, it's in. A lot of times we read it, we'll reign through life, we'll reign by life. No, it says we will reign in life, or we'll walk in life. The word in is not by, the word in is not through, because it says in Romans chapter 5, verse 17, that we will reign in life through one Jesus Christ. Okay? So he's the one that accomplished this so that we should walk in newness of life, that we should walk in Zoe. Okay? The life that comes, the God life that comes from God to us. The Bible says that we are partakers of his divine what? Nature. How? Through his precious promises. Let me say it this way. It says if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he will quicken even, give life even to your mortal body. See, we're trying to do something about this natural, about putting off the old man. The Bible says that the only way that you can mortify the deeds of the body is through the Spirit. We wrestle not, you can't wrestle flesh against flesh. We have to live in newness of life. Does that make sense? I'm going to give you the definition of new, okay? The word, not new, I said new, didn't I? I meant the word in, okay? The word in means, in the Greek, it means in the realm of, or this is the definition I want you to concentrate on. The condition or state in which something operates from. In. Huh? What did I say? Was that good? Okay, let me say it again. The word in is the condition or the state. Okay, state of the union. The condition or state in which something, or let me say it this way, someone operates from. Okay? In life. How are we going to reign? In life. It's the state, the condition that we are operating from, not to. See, we spend all of our time trying to get to something that we're supposed to be operating from. Yeah, well, that's interesting because the word eternal and the word eternity and the word everlasting life, we always take the word eternal and we always push it to the future. But it's not a future word. That word eternal, I think it might appear maybe 66 times. It's eternal, everlasting, translated everlasting. It's always present tense. Okay? We always think it's the sweet by and by. Swing low, swing chariot. No. See, we're operating from that. We're not living to get it. We're not living to die and receive it. We're not living right now to die and then be able to walk in it when we get to heaven. My Bible says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Come on. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Come on, right? Eternal life. Well, let me just say it this way. From the understanding of eternal life, meaning that you live forever, all of us are already living eternally. Because we will spend eternity somewhere. Okay? So we're already eternal beings. But we can live eternally in death, or we can live eternally in life. Okay? And we're getting ready to dig into something that our study is taking us to. And some of this stuff I'm just plowing as we go along, okay? But life is a word that's jumping off the page at me right now. Because let me in John chapter 1, it says, in him was life, and that life was the light of man. It says, as the Father has life in him, Jesus said this, as the Father has life in him, he granted the Son to have life in him. And if we're going to get into this, not tonight, but if we can say the same thing, if we can say the same thing that as the Father had life in him and he granted the Son to have life in him, and that Jesus has granted us to have life in him, life in us, we'll get into that, but not tonight. Okay? We got about 3 more minutes. Did your hand go up, David? Vine, exactly. We're the branch, he's the vine, right? It's the same relationship that he had with the Father that we have with him. He said, I can do nothing except I see my Father do it. Okay, right? We're going to talk about spiritualizing and stuff like that too. But I can see nothing, I can do nothing except my Father do it. My Father's been working until now, so I've been working until now. He said, if you don't believe me for the words that I say, believe me for the works that I've done. And it's not I that's done the work, it's the Father who's in, what? In me that's done the works. Same relationship. We're the branch, he's the vine, we can do nothing of ourselves. Okay? What we need to do is we need to become connected, not just knowing that he lives on the inside of us, but being connected to where when he moves, we see that. When he wants to do something, we hear that. When he's saying, do this, we're hearing that. Okay? And it's not through our natural eye, our natural eyes and our natural ears. We're going to get into that. But I want to show you something here in Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Okay? Because there's more there than just that we should walk in newness of life and that we've been raised with him. The way we walk in newness of life is incredible, and it's in Romans 6, verse 4. How do we walk in this? How do we lay hands on the sick and they recover? How do we go about doing good the same way that he did? That same way, the same relationship? Let me ask this question. In Romans 6, verse 4, how was he raised from the dead? From the glory of the Father. Okay? See, we read over that and we like take it out. And we think what the verse is saying is that we were buried with him. And we were raised with him, and now we get to walk in newness of life. But it tells us how we get to walk in newness of life. It's the same way that he was raised. Look at verse 4 again. Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death. That, remember, there's a purpose behind it. There's an aim behind it. Just as Christ, how was Christ raised from the dead? Paul tells us, by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. How are we going to walk in this newness of life? Is through the glory of the Father. It's not by our might. It's not by our strength. It's not by our power. We get to, Jesus said this in John chapter 17, Father, the glory that you've given me, I've given them. It's all right there in Romans 6, verse 4. Amen? Life. You know what? Life, it says that life will swallow up death. Life will swallow up death. Now, in the book of Revelations, we think of the book of Revelations, so much of it as future. But the letters to the churches, the information to the churches, why would he send something to the churches, a letter to the churches, revelation, understanding, warning sometimes to the churches, so that they would be able to do something and accomplish something in a future date when we get to heaven? He said, to those who overcome, I will grant unto them. Is that way down the road, Tree of Life? Or is it a part of us living in that newness of life? See, we spend so much time, I can't do this. And I'm telling you, what we're doing all the time is when we're living in the old, to not do this, to not do this, to not do this, we're constantly dealing with a dead man. There's some things you can't change. Okay? Now, this real quick, I'm going to wrap up. We're a three-part being. Spirit, soul, our mind, right, and our body. Okay? Now, we have to understand that sometimes when the Bible's talking about flesh, it's talking about our physical body. Sometimes when it's talking about our flesh, it's talking about the old nature. Okay? Because we can't say that our body is not ours and has been purchased by the Lord, and that we're supposed to glorify God in our body, and at the same time curse our body and say that there's nothing good in it. Okay? It's a new and living way. Let me just say this. The church spends a lot of time telling its people, you got to die to yourself. And nowhere does it say that we have to die to ourselves. It says we deny ourselves. Take up our ministry. Take up our cross. This is not my cross. Okay, this was his ministry. Okay? We automatically think that the cross is suffering. And there is a part of suffering that comes along with us walking in his name. Okay? That's just, I mean, in other parts of the country, it's even greater. Okay? So, spirit, soul, our mind, body. When Peter got that revelation about the Gentiles, what did the Spirit say to him? Remember, he had the animals come down, and the animals came down, and the Spirit said, rise, kill, and he said, oh, no, 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 those are unclean animals. I've never eaten anything unclean. And the Spirit said, don't call something unclean that I have what? Made clean. Three times. Now, we cannot say that our body's been bought with a price and that it's the temple of the Holy Spirit and that we are supposed to glorify God in our body and at the same time say that there's nothing good in our body. We have to rightly divide this. There's a three-part being. We've been created in the image and likeness of God. We've been created to be in unity, not in disunity. All three parts functioning and operating together to glorify God. But there's a nature, an old sin nature. There's a part of us that law, the law of sin and death that was working in our members. But Paul said, who will deliver me from this wretched man that I am? He said that we've been crucified with him, that the body of sin, not this natural man, might be done away with. Okay? Let me say this. There's some things you can't renew. So what do? You kill it. And then you don't deal with it no more. Okay? The old nature has been killed. Quit dealing with something that's dead. Okay? This is where we get a walk in the newness of life. And what you have to understand, closing with this, that all of this was accomplished in the new creation that was created in Christ. Can you say amen? Amen. So that we could walk in newness of life. Amen. I'm going after the tree of life. Forget about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I'm going to live out of this over here. Come on. This is freedom. This is freedom. He said, well, so you just continue sinning? No. That's dead. But Paul said this, the more that I try not to do something, the more I find myself doing it. So be delivered from that. So some things you can't renew, you just have to kill it. Paul said, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I that lives, it's Christ that lives in me. Amen. Father, we just thank you tonight for your word, and we thank you for your incredible purpose and plan for our life. And God, I thank you. I thank you that each and every one of us tonight, Father, are not living to, are reaching out to receive life. God, we're living from that place of abundant life. Your life, God, living in us. The Spirit of life lives on the inside of each and every one of us. God, when our hands stretch out and touch somebody that's sick, it's not our hand. It's the Spirit of life on the inside of us that's using this temple to lay hands on someone that's sick. That's where we're coming from. We're not trying to get there. God, we are there because of that new and living way that your Son Jesus paved the way through his flesh. I thank you for tonight, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I appreciate your attendance. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Hopefully we have no more snow Wednesday nights. I like today. 50 degrees. Amen. God bless you. I love each and every one of you. Have a wonderful night. I know. I usually think to send you a message.